Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. It's Mr. Ryan Worley checking in for yet another segment of Authentic Smile. On behalf of Authentic Smile, of course, I want to say peace, love, blessings, and positivity to you all per every single day. It is Wednesday. We are in the middle of the week, and we are getting very, 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 very close to the conclusion of another beautiful week of progress. Without further ado, I won't hold you guys too long this morning. After meditation this morning, I wanted to talk about how important it is to recognize our shortcomings. How important it is to recognize our shortcomings. The reason why it's important to recognize when we fall short of something or being told no or denied is because, to me, in my perspective, and I'm sure to many others out there, that is the formula to establishing greatness. So the topic of today that I wanted to shed a little light on and give my perspective and share some thoughts about is your shortcomings will allow you to establish greatness. Your shortcomings will allow you to establish greatness. Now, in order to establish that greatness that I'm speaking of, one has to understand and realize that when we're told no, or when we're denied, or when something is hard to accomplish, right, we get the door slammed in our face more than we get doors open. Most of the time. When that happens, something should go off in your soul. You should feel it in your soul. Most people tank it really fast. What I mean by tank it, to define that, they go into this turtle shell, or they go into this whole attitude of my life is over, and I try really hard and I work really hard, and oh my gosh, they told me no attitude, instead of going into go mode. I like to call it go mode. I recently have changed a lot in my life, personally, because I've developed the mind, the healthy mind, I should say that, developed a healthy mind and a healthy outlook on what it means to fall short. Because I used to be that person that would crawl into the shell. So I'm only speaking to you guys from experience shedding light and giving my perspective on what I've actually personally been through. And I'm not saying that to say that I'm better than anyone. I am just shedding light again. And I want you guys out there who still fall into the shell after, shortcomings and challenges and hurdles and doors being slammed to your face, I want you guys to get to the point to where you're so mentally fresh. I'll say fresh, because let's face it, as humans, we've been indoctrinated to think a certain way for so long in life, you know, and whatever way that is, in whatever way we were raised, in whatever ways we grew up, you know, being taught, whatever type of perspective, you know, we learned as we evolve in this life. You always have to think of recalibrating yourself. Recalibration is probably the most important thing that we can do as humans, because we continually evolve all the time. We're constantly evolving every day, every moment, every second. I believe that. Like, I believe that, and I know there's some of you guys out there that believe that as well. So evolution waits on no one, right? Time is evolution. Time waits for no one. It just continues to move forward. And we have to learn how to continue to refresh our minds, body, souls, so we can continue to build a life of understanding. See, that's the thing. Most of us have gone through so much in our life that it clouds your judgment, and it clouds your, it fogs the whole perspective of how you really should look at, you know, hurdles and challenges in the topic we're talking about, shortcomings. You know, it should bring some type of clarity. Like, as we learn, as we grow, and as we go through things, you know, mistakes, learn from mistakes, and, you know, a failure is never a failure, it's only a lesson learned. You know, that's the mindset that you have to have, and that's what catapults the whole idea of becoming this great, living this great life and becoming this great person, because it allows you to believe, it allows you to kick doubt in the teeth and say, no, this door was closed, but 1,000 more are about to open, because I believe that. You know, so I want you guys to start training yourself to, it's hard to explain, but train yourself to put yourself in the whole mindset of just understanding everything around you, understanding people around you. The more clarity we have, the more understanding we have, the more we will be able to analyze, you know, shortcomings, because we all go through shortcomings. Shortcomings come and they go. And most of the time, you know, people get upset about something that they feel is holding them back, you know, from their greatness. And that's good to feel that way and to harness that emotion, because that means you care, you know, you care, you care. And a lot of the time, just because we care doesn't mean that we understand. So I wanted to bring that to you guys' attention this morning, because newsflash, you know, shortcomings are flat out the formula to becoming great. I can't stress that enough. A shortcoming isn't a shortcoming. It's creating a long-lasting life of endurance for yourself. And it's creating new ideas. And it's creating a stronger bond with yourself. It's creating a stronger mind and a soul of you know, passion, and believing that things just aren't going to beat you, and shortcomings are going to be the reason why I turned out to be this great person, and I turned out to live this great life of abundance, prosperity, and peace, love, and positivity, and living a life of, you know, a great life. So as you guys go through the day today, I want you guys to kind of, you know, put yourself in your future you shoes. Like, think about yourself in the future. And then think about what would you tell your future self? What would you tell your future self currently right now? Like, what kind of advice would you give your future self? But you have to put yourself in the mindset of the future you. You're living the life that you, the big picture, you're living the life that you always wanted to live, whatever kind of life that is. What would you now tell that person in that life that they finally got a chance to live, i.e. yourself, right? Lastly, keep in mind, guys, you're only in every day and every waking moment. You should only be in competition with yourself. You know, it's like a me versus me attitude. I take that approach every single day. Ever since my life has changed for the better, I tend to think about that a whole lot more as much as I can, because how often is it that we see other people's lives or we pay attention? You know, the people out there, you guys know who you are. It's not a good or bad thing, but a lot of people pay attention to other people's lives. A lot of people, and that can be from, you know, being inspired or motivated and things like that. That's one side of it. But paying attention to someone else's life so much can stop you from actually shaping and molding your life the way that you want it to be. So keep in mind, we're here on this earth to live our lives, right? To be unique in that way. Live the life, this life, the way that you want to live it, the way that you see fit, right? And it's okay, again, to be inspired by others, but we have to get away from that. And I'm saying that not because I'm guilty of it anymore. I used to be that person, pay attention to everybody's life, wish their life was my life, and then think about all the things that they get to do or that they experience, totally robbing myself of the things that I want to experience and the mindset that I need to develop to live those, you know, to live those experiences and to love my life again and to be the way, to be the best me that I can be in my best life. So keep in mind, I just wanted to give that to you guys before I got out of here. It's a me versus me attitude. Please take that with you. And also understand that shortcomings, challenges, doors closed, denial, all of that is the formula to becoming great. So with that being said, guys, you guys smash the day. Conquer all the goals you set out to accomplish today. Smile your way through the day. Spread love, peace, and positivity at all times, per every single day. And I will tap in with you guys tomorrow. With that being said, don't forget to pray first. Mr. Authentic Smile out. Peace.